In this lesson, we are focusing on what to do before, during, and after signing the marriage license. This is one of the most practical responsibilities in wedding officiant ministry. It may feel like a small administrative detail, but it matters. A beautiful ceremony can become stressful if the marriage license is missing, incomplete, signed incorrectly, or not returned according to local requirements. The goal is simple. Serve the bride and groom with calm, careful, responsible process. Let's begin with what to do before signing the license. Before the wedding day, ask the bride and groom where the wedding will take place and where the marriage license will be issued. Encourage them to verify the requirements with the proper civil authority. Remind them that this course offers ministry training, not legal advice, and that civil requirements vary by location. You may say, please confirm with the county, state, province, or civil office what is required for your license, including timing, signatures, witnesses, and return procedures. Then build a habit into your process. Ask the couple when they will obtain the license. Ask who will bring it to the rehearsal or ceremony. Ask whether witnesses are ask who is responsible for returning it after the ceremony. Do not wait until the ceremony begins to think about this. Before the ceremony, physically confirm that the license is present if local procedure requires it. Do not assume someone else handled it. Weddings are emotional days. People forget things. Now, let's talk about what to do during the signing. Choose a calm time and place. Some officiants sign immediately after the ceremony. Others sign after photos. Some sign privately with the bride, groom, witnesses, and officiant. The exact rhythm may differ, but the principle is the same. Do it carefully. Use the legal names required on the license. Write clearly. Follow the instructions. Make sure the correct people sign in the correct places. If witnesses are required, confirm that they sign where needed. Do not rush. Do not joke your way through it. Do not let the license get passed around casually. This is a sacred and civil moment. Treat it with dignity. At the same time, keep the atmosphere peaceful. You do not need to frighten the couple. You can simply say, "Let's take a moment and complete this carefully." Now let's talk about what to do after signing. Know who returns the license. In some places, the officiant returns it. In others, the couple may be responsible. In some situations, either may be allowed. Deadlines vary. This is why local verification matters. If you are responsible for returning it, do it promptly. Keep a note of when and how it was returned. If appropriate, keep a copy or record according to your local practices and privacy standards. If the couple is responsible, clearly remind them. You may say, "Please return this according to the instructions from the issuing office. I recommend doing it right away." A common mistake is finishing the ceremony and forgetting the paperwork. Another mistake is assuming the venue coordinator, photographer, or family member knows the process. They may be helpful, but the officiant should not be careless. Marriage license responsibility is part of trustworthy wedding ministry. Remember, the bride and groom are whole persons entering covenant life. Your careful process supports their peace. Your clarity helps the day move with dignity. Your faithfulness honors both God's design for marriage and the civil responsibilities connected to public covenant recognition. Before, during, and after signing the license, be calm, clear, careful, and accountable. That is how a faithful wedding officiant practice serves with integrity.